Board members are present. Come forward, Todd.
All righty then.
Hey, remind me what PEC stands for.
Yes.
I'll get to that.
Pacific Equestrian Club?
Pacific Equestrian Club, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I am flying solo today. Michelle is hard at work trying to get finishing details together. The good news is it looks like we're going to have a show next week, so we're excited about it. The fairgrounds is even fuller than it was last year, I think is safe to say. The interior space is again completely sold out, and we're juggling trying to figure out where to put people there. The overflow onto the lawns is looking great, and we're excited. So I think all things considered, it's going to come together again and be another great event. The steel for the rodeo arena arrived this week, and I got it all put up with the help of Angel Job Corps. So that is in place now, and the arena looks very, very good.
Steel, the new panels.
All the new panels are there and installed. Of course, as we tore things apart to put the new ones in, we found other ones that we went, oh my gosh, I can't believe that one's got rust on it. But that'll be an ever evolving process, I'm sure. But I'm very, very happy with the condition that it's in now, and the paint work that Jack and crew did really, really make it look pretty sharp.
Bleachers?
I had a phone conversation with the company. They are on the truck and will be here early next week, they said. So Jack said he's got guys allocated ready to go to get them put together as soon as they arrive, and it looks like we will have them after all, even though there's been some the company had some issues with their extruder trying to make the planks, the seats, but it sounds like they got them all together late last week, got them on the truck, and they're in transit now from, of all places, Florida to get here to us. But it looks like we're gonna have them early in the week, so we should be good there. As mentioned, the tents are here. They look great. I actually unrolled one onto the lawn yesterday, and so I could sort of see the screen printing, and I attempted to get the two big poles up under them, but it was just me and Bill Rendell, and with the little bit of breeze that we had, getting a 20-foot pole underneath it showed to be a little bit of a difficult proposition. So if things will sort of lay down for us this afternoon, I think we'll get one of those up. I'm a little bit leery about leaving it up over the weekend with winds, not knowing, you know, how they work exactly, but if I can get one up this afternoon, take some pictures, I may take it down and not have it up during the weekend and then put it up again early Monday morning.
And don't forget to send those pictures to Casey,
yeah.
Please.
We just finished an interview with Casey on KNTP Yukono Bay broadcast. Did 30 minutes again with him. I think I've been on the radio more than I've been in my office this week. We ordered 30 yard signs that will be going up hopefully today and tomorrow and through the weekend. The A-frames from the chamber are a funny format to fit our posters. Well, in retrospect, understanding what they had, we could have printed our fair poster in that portrait configuration and put it on the signboards. The yard signs that we ordered are in the landscape format and don't fit well on the A-frame. So we're just going to do traditional yard signs, stakes and yard signs, and we'll have those up shortly as well. So I had a volunteer meeting last night, had almost 20 people there, which is double what we had the year before, so we're excited about the expansion of the capacity of our volunteer group. Working through a few little logistics with some vendors, waiting to hear back about $1 million insurance policy and whether our monster truck vendor can provide the additional third of $1 million roughly that we need. I'm convinced we'll get that worked out, and he's offering free rides to kids on Saturday, so he's very much wanting to support us, and we're hopeful we can get that together. I did have Oregon Helicopters contact me and ask if they could have a 100 by 100 landing zone in our fairgrounds to run flight seeing helicopter tours during our fair, and I've cordoned off an area for them, and although we don't have all the details worked out, it sounds like they will be here weather permitting and be launching and landing at the fairgrounds to provide flight seeing tours. Pacific Equestrian Club, as we mentioned, is running a great Friday night event again. We managed to they did that for years, and then they sort of backed away as the carnival became sort of an issue with the horses. Now that we don't have horses, they want to be back involved again. They're going to run a Friday night event, and again, to just a huge thank you to Karen Dowdry, who has just done a ton of paint and cleanup work out there with not only my 4-H kids, but Pacific Equestrian kids too. The fairgrounds is looking very, very good. The paint work that Jack and the crew did, and then the touch up work that Karen and 4-H and PEC kids have done, it's looking very, very sharp. So unless you have questions, that's it in a nutshell.
Linda has a question.
Yeah, as far as the helicopter landing, do you have to get any special permitting from the city on that?
He's working through the permitting process. He has said that there's no special permitting required from the FAA to do anything, and he's checking into any city requirement that may be there.
I just know that we had a resident some years ago who wanted to land at his own home, and that was a real problem.
Oh, my God.
So it's problematic there.
Yeah.
It could be problematic.
Could be. He does this as an occupation, so he says he's got it covered, and we'll make sure the details are in place. He said FAA is no problem. Sometimes there are local regulations we have to comply with, but he's looking into all that. This all happened just late last week as he contacted us, so we'll find out for sure.
You guys
saw
up there.
I remember at the student union one time, the students announced that there would be jump parachuters coming onto our folk festival, and it just set the whole campus up. So that's a good question I was going to ask too.
Yeah.
So,
I can tell you this: there are regulations in the county, right? But that's also regulations around permanent sites that we've had. Right? We've had some issues too. Same, ours were a little different than I remember the city issues.
Yeah,
you remember that, but ours were a little different too. We had a helicopter issue in South County, actually, around Baltimore. So I do know that there are some land use regulations. I just don't know what the city has, number one, and number two.
You'll have people around in the neighborhood who might have some concerns.
Yeah, that might be.
I don't know what the wires are like there or anything.
Well, just so we're prepared, if anybody asks, to show the paperwork or whatever, say yes, all the appropriate people have signed off on this.
Yeah. We certainly have that in place.
The guy's a commercial.
He's
not going to jeopardize his FAA license to violate some county ordinance, I'm sure.
So are there any I's that we should dot or T's that we should
cross? Well, the one thing I will make sure with this person is he'd be a certificate of insurance. That will be absolutely necessary.
And Wayne, have you had contact with him? He was the one that was forwarding the insurance binder ahead of time. So I think that maybe has either come in or should
it
be.
I'll check and see.
Yeah, should be coming. But okay. we'll make sure that the pieces are in place for that.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Let's have a fair.
Yeah.
just a reminder, we will ask you guys to do a fair board member award for in the open class static exhibit hall. So if you're all going to be there for the senior barbecue on Friday, that might be a time either before or after to go walk through the main exhibit hall and kind of register your vote for best of show while you're there.
Okay. I will be there Friday at that lunch.
Which is scheduled at what time?
The senior barbecue is 11:30 to 1:30, so I think either just before or just after. And there's no reason you have to do it all together. I think you can certainly just wander through at your leisure and then let Colleen, the superintendent there, know what your choice is.
And do we just choose one or like a one?
Ask her. That's her award, and I don't know what exactly she has planned.
Okay.
But she'll be there the whole time.
She'll show us what's eligible.
Yeah.
She's going to be there to give us some guidance on.
Yeah, she's the superintendent of the barn and runs the open class exhibits, and it was her request that you guys give away an award as the fair board award. So she'll have the details for you. Just go find her, say, what do you need me to look at? I'm a fair board member, and she'll line you out.
What if we all disagree?
Then we flip a coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a question?
I just was going to say maybe it's a good time if we move down a little bit to the county staff update, because I did want to have Jack give us the update. And we had some concerns about water to the site for the fair.
Oh, yeah.
Jack has given me an update, you know, so maybe we should have that just come up real quickly, Jack, and talk
about
that.
If he could come up, maybe we could capture it better on tape.
Well, the water is what the water is. The city has deemed it that their responsibility has been met. They still say it's our problem, but I've proved it to myself. I just can't prove it to anyone else. The water on 3rd Street is not adequate, but it is what it is. So Todd came up with a great idea. We're going to put a tank next to his big demands, fill it, and we've got a shallow well pump that he's going to use to take care of that, and then we'll have to address the issue of water again when we decide on what we're going to build. And then
I had understood, now actually I called and you weren't here, but I talked to Steve, and what Steve had told me is they got out and done another test, and actually the water pressure was better, miraculously better than what it was before.
Well,
one of the things that we notice is that it changes significantly based on time of day, and I suspect that's based on demand upstream from us. There are times where at any one of the new faucets that we put in, you can plug it with your thumb and stop the flow completely. And that's not, you know, 30 or 40 pounds of pressure. That's 15 pounds of dribble. But then other times, I was sort of complaining to Jack last week, and I said, Jack, this isn't going to work before we ordered the tank. We jumped in his Jeep, ran out there, and the flow was adequate. It wasn't great, but it was okay. But the problem is you can't count on it, and it completely is based on when they test, I'm sure, and likely they know, they've got a pretty good idea of when the flows are good and bad in that part of their line, and so when they test it, obviously they're going to test it when they know it's good.
Well, that leads to the obvious question, which is, have we checked those spigots and times when we expect high fair demand, like, say, lunchtime on Saturday? We know what it actually looks like.
For small uses, like for a lunchtime fare and a wash sink or something, it will probably be adequate. But for washing of animals or any large demands like that, if he began cycling it through to wash an animal during the lunchtime period, it would not. We would rob our own system of enough pressure that it wouldn't be adequate. So
okay, but
this,
you're talking about the fluctuations in the city, mm-hmm. pressure. And I'm just,
well, even fluctuations on the grounds. If we have a high demand on the north end of the grounds, the south end of the grounds starve. I mean, there's just not enough overall flow for the site.
Well, we've talked about that, but I'm wondering if they...
Other than bringing in a third party to prove the issue with tracking, some sort of a mechanism to track water pressures over a period of a week. And, you know, we're talking about now we've got to, this is going to be a long-term fight, which we don't have time for.
I get that, but I was just wondering if you mentioned that this seems to vary at different times, and I just wondered if we had actually looked at it
at lunchtime,
like noon on Saturday, or at a time when we would expect to have a pretty good...
Yeah, I think we just know that flow is going to be inferior. I think the tank and pump idea that Jack and I came up with will solve our big crisis, which is the animal, the livestock barn. I think the demand. Luckily, our vendors don't use a lot of water. They come. Their drinks are usually soda based. They do a little bit of washing of dishes and stuff, but that's usually later in the evenings. So I think we'll be okay. It is unfortunate, but we'll survive.
Where are you going to put the tank and pump?
Right adjacent to that gate on Harney Street, closest to 3rd Street, right at the corner of the livestock building. 4-H, we've got power right there to run to the pump, and we can feed water back in through the corner of that building.
Okay. So you've got...
Yeah, and there's a reasonably level space there, and the tank that's coming is they call it a tuna can. It's short and squatty, so no chance that it's going to tip over or be a problem. So
it's just fundamentally a pressure tank that you're going to
It's just a poly tank.
Just a big poly tank and then a shallow well pump.
Rely on the pump.
Yeah, the pump has a small pressure vessel on it that maintains the line pressure. 60 pounds, I believe I read.
60, 70,
the
power
there to operate it. Okay, good, good.
Yeah, should solve the problem. So.
So in the future, knowing this, is there a way we can engineer a permanent holding tank that would...
I think if we can engineer anything, Frank, if you're willing to spend enough money.
Although I think what you're going to want to do is engineer water to the site, adequate water to the site.
Yeah.
We still have issues. Well, we knew we had the long-term issues with the city.
Do we think it's anything to do with the piping itself? Or are we pretty sure we're not losing?
Well, I think when we go to move forward on a new building, then that's when we fight a big battle and actually get a new connection to 7th or Harney.
Right.
And then that new connection has adequate pressure. But right now, to get to replace our existing connection, I the weather's just not there politically, and the motivation for the city's not there. And
the answer to your question, Frank, is that we're going to have to go and get off of the main line someplace adequate pressure for the new building, because we're going to have to sprinkle a new building and so forth. So it's going to have to be a constant thing. That's a problem that has yet to be resolved. Jack and I have talked about it, the possibilities, but at this moment, it's an unresolved issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fair statement.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as we're on county staff update, do we want to just continue that and then I'll come back to the beginning?
Well, I have another thing on that topic, which is Bill had talked about the Umatilla County building in Hermiston. And my wife and I did a journey out to Eastern Oregon a couple of weeks ago, and we swung up through Hermiston and looked at that structure. And I was very impressed by it. I spent about an hour, which was nowhere near enough time, with the events manager that runs the building. She had toured the building and told me about it. Repeated basically the same thing she told Bill. They've got a 32,000 square foot structure. They built it for about $3 million. That included $300,000 to do the interior furnishing, the tables, the chairs, desks for the offices, and so forth, as I understand it. I did not find a significant fault with that structure. So much so that I'm going to suggest that it seems to meet so closely our needs and the types of things we've talked about. It doesn't necessarily have to be 32,000 square feet, but we're talking 25,000 square feet, and we're in the same ballpark. I think that we should take a tour, rent ourselves a motor coach or whatever it is, Fair Board, Jack, Steve is the county engineer, number of other interested parties. It's a 6-hour pull to Hermiston, so we rent a motor coach and takes everybody up there on an afternoon. We spend the night, and then the next morning we go spend some time with Heather, the manager of the structure, and gives us 3, 4, 5 hours to talk to her and to view the building and everything. And then the coach brings us home in the afternoon. I'm going to strongly suggest that sometime in the not too far distant future that we do that, that we look at it.
I will
say it's a very, very close, I think, the type of thing we have discussed.
Yeah, I like that idea very much. I would like to, though, make sure we include the Master Plan Steering Committee, at least everybody who we end up selecting who is willing and able to make that time commitment for the overnight trip. And I'm wondering if it would be wise if we, we're getting ready to launch the RFP, that maybe make a condition of the RFP that a representative or representatives of the firm selected be part of the site visit as well.
I'm envisioning a relatively large group. That's why I'm suggesting
a motor coach
and regular
bus. Yep.
Not a school bus or one of the transit buses, but a regular motor coach type of bus. Because again, it's a 6-hour pull.
Yeah, it's going to be comfortable for driving 12 hours in 2 days.
It needs to be a group that it needs to
and
be
a large
enough
group.
Bus that it can comfortably support. There may be as many as
20 people or so, mm-hmm. when it's all said and done, would go. But we go see it. I mean, I was very impressed with this structure, obviously, and my conversation with Heather. And I really think we need to do this. We need to go look at it. I think you're good. There's an awful lot about that building to like.
So let me ask you this, Jim, if I could. You know, so it was built for for $2.7 million, if you're saying the $300,000 was internal furnishings. That sure seems a heck of a lot more cost-effective than what we were initially getting from LRS, talking about a building in this size range being more like, what was it, $6 million or more?
For starters, this structure is, if you will, in terms of building, very simple. It's simply a huge concrete slab with huge steel arches. That means there are no internal posts, anything like that, in what they call the Great Hall, which is the open space area. I mean, it's completely open. Since it uses these huge steel arches, it's a metal building. The clearance, if you will, in that room is up there somewhere around 24 feet or so. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be have plenty of room for boats or be
whatever.
Anything else?
Heather was telling me, because I asked her about it, on one wall they have this huge roll-up door that goes all the way to the the top of the wall.
Yeah.
It's got to be about 24 feet tall and 24 feet wide. She said they put that huge door on there, and I suggested we have one too, because in their case, they have like a farm show, and that door is big enough that they can run a fully assembled combine. If you've ever seen one of those big wheat combines, they can run a fully assembled wheat combine through there and put it on the floor and put it in display. The building is all metal. The roof is insulated, and then there's a sheathing that black sheathing that holds the insulation up in place so that. And the inside and the roof looks good. It has a lot of good electronics in it. It has a sound system, a special sound system that you've talked about in the Great Hall. It has breakout rooms, meeting rooms. It has offices.
Storage space. Kitchen?
It has a full commercial kitchen. It has storage space, although Heather says the storage space is the one need to tweak a little bit.
That
storage space is the one thing where they didn't get it quite right. They don't have enough storage space to actually store all of their tables and chairs in that particular
That's
room.
A lesson we also learned from visiting the Samaritan facility in Lebanon, they didn't provide nearly enough storage. So,
yeah.
I want to mention, and that is with all the discussions going on now about the OSUs, and that's the seismic issues. Are we going to have to be concerned about that?
We will have to meet certain building codes. I can't tell you specifically what they are with respect to seismic codes and wind load and snow load and all other kinds of things. And those conditions here will be different, I'm sure, than they are in Hermiston. Different geographical area.
They get a lot more snow, we get a lot more rain.
We'll have to tweak we'll have to make some tweaks, and Heather has some suggestions. She came in during the construction process, and she has some suggestions about the specifics of layout and so forth. But the general building, what it has, how it's laid out, what they can do. They can do a sit-down dinner for $900.
Oh, that's great.
In that Great Hall space, for instance. Those types of things. But I think, again, we need to make a really detailed look, take a really detailed look at this, get the real facts and figures. I'd like to see the bid documents, for instance. And by the way, that building is run by EOTech, which is actually its own public entity, as I understand it. It's a 190 agreement between the city of Hermiston and the county. So when they built it, they did build it in accordance with public bidding law, which
you know, you raise the question of bully. I would suggest that the structure of the size bully is in not significant, but nonetheless, they comply with the public bidding and construction rules. We would have to comply with it and did it for that cost, but I'd like to confirm that with Heather and, you know, get the actual documents and see just what they paid and what they paid for. She told me she had a budget of $300,000 for the internal purchases. Uh-huh. I don't know how much she actually spent.
Another question, could I?
Yeah.
I've been sharing the pictures I took of the building just informally and saying that this is a model that, for, you know, has, I think, has a lot of potential for us. And a couple of people have said, well, gee, is a steel building really going to stand up well long term on the Oregon coast?
As opposed to what?
I don't know, concrete, wood, I don't know.
Well, Jack, you and I talked about this a little bit. Again, we'd want to tweak the structure. For instance,
sure,
it's common on the coast to use stainless steel for certain parts of the structure as opposed to, say, galvanized or bare metal because we are in the salt environment.
So stainless is more expensive, but it lasts longer.
It is, but it's
in the long term, it doesn't add a significant amount to the budget. The newer siding that they use now on steel buildings is laminated and end sealed, so that you don't have the old problems that you used to with the paint coated steel roofs. They don't rust. These are actually, you know, coated during the extrusion process, and so the materials have definitely improved over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I look at our existing fair buildings, and they're not pretty, although they look better washed and painted. We all know they're decades old, and they...
Yeah, no, there's amount of maintenance, and they'll be fine.
Okay. We do have one significant advantage with the new structure, which is with the TRP, which included some maintenance. We put up a new structure, we'll be able to appropriately maintain it. Let's not forget that a great deal of the problems that we have with the current facility has been the lack of maintenance over all these years. There wasn't the funds to do it. But if I understand correctly if I'm wrong,
you're correct.
Under the new TRT, the addition, we have money to perform maintenance. A structure like this, there's no reason why a structure like this shouldn't last 50 years if it's properly maintained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, every structure's got a lifespan, but...
So is there, as far as you know, I don't expect details, but the information that Jack presented to us, remember, on that bid you got for a steel building?
Oh, yeah, that was just a shot, you know, kind of a show-off.
Give us an idea, but I assume that's the same kind of construction.
Same sort of construction.
Oh, that was where just the big for a 300,000 square foot building.
Yeah, and it fell down in, what did we say, 6 million? So I don't know where the other bid came from or what the extent of the structure was. But there's no reason for a steel building of that size to cost that much.
Okay. And since this is a structure owned by a public entity, built by a public entity, able to obtain any and all of the information associated with its construction for our own examination, and we would be able to plagiarize.
Yeah, I had contact with the city manager and all three of the county commissioners there, and they told me they'd be very happy to provide any information that could be a help to us. And they've already provided, and I think I passed on to Mr. Belmont the intergovernmental agreement between the city and the county that laid out, and I think that will be especially important for us if the $3 million contribution for Newport Urban Renewal materializes, especially to kind of spell out roles, responsibilities, you know, what the city is getting for its investment. But I'm super excited about this for so many reasons, that if we do use this as a template, modified to meet our needs, of course, that I think it further increases our ability to jumpstart the whole project, and also gives us potential resources, you know, that with the city contribution, that maybe, you know, realizing even more than the building, but the whole grounds redevelopment on a much faster timeline than we talked about.
That's correct. My, I think the type of construction that they used up there, we could put up a building much quicker than we could put up some other type of building. Because, again, basically what you're talking about is a prefab, in essence, building. You pour the slab, put the arches, and you put the roof and the sides on it, the doors, and you got yourself a structure. That type of construction, if you will, kind of glorified pole barn, can be done much more quickly than if we were to do, say, a concrete tilt-up or something like that. So that's another, I think, big advantage to this particular type of structure.
Mm-hmm. Save your money for the interior fit and finish.
Yeah.
I just want to caution us about one thing. Obviously, I'm not going to fight it, but there's a big difference between a sound system and an acoustic enhancement system. A huge difference. And what it will do to our ability to attract a diverse mix of presentational modes. So, with that in mind, I'm inclined to want to call the people at Meyer Sound System and point them at the Umatilla mm-hmm. facility and say, if we were to go in that direction, can you work with us? Because they have a sort of exclusive, wouldn't you say? I mean, there's not a lot of competition for what they do.
Now, I'm not an expert in these sound systems.
Yes.
Others did tell me they had an enhanced sound system. That was my understanding of
right.
from talking to her. But just exactly what that means, I don't know. But she did specifically mention something along those lines. And I don't disagree yeah. with you. If we go in this direction, we get our own specialty sound people to look at it and make sure that they can do an adequate job in this particular.
Okay. Right, and I think that
it was something yeah. that they thought about when they built that
yeah.
building.
But this, you know, this has definitely got to be a prime consideration. But again, if this whole scenario plays out, I think it opens up the possibility. Remember our first post-election meeting, I've always been thinking in terms of a single building, but then there was some interesting discussion about kind of in addition to the exhibition hall, a second multi-use space, I'll call it for want of a better term, that could accommodate concerts, sporting events, as well as equestrian and motorsports. And maybe we have one level of sound system in this building and then the enhanced. If the other one is going to be the concert performance space, maybe we target the, what's the company's
well,
name? The Meyer system
yeah, but
for that
keep in,
structure.
Keep in mind that our goal is to serve Lincoln County.
Right.
And Lincoln County has the small spaces.
Right.
What it does not have is the large convocational potential.
Right. Because this second space, I mean, I remember Doug saying, the school superintendent saying, that we could attract basketball and volleyball tournaments if we had something that could seat 3,500 people, which I'm not sure would work even in a building of this size, but maybe, you know, a large second space. And again, with concerts, I know that Stephanie Lynn have talked about, you know, the Performing Arts Center is too small for kind of the up-and-coming artists who make the
Team
Corvallis tour, but if there's a space of that size available
today.
Yeah.
I talked briefly with Heather about some of these other types of events in that great space area. It's just a concrete slab, again, no post or anything.
Right.
It's all free space.
So it can be 24-foot. A lot of different ways.
So, yes, good. I mean, in answer to the question, I recently searched that you could move a portable basketball court in there.
Can you just drop it?
I don't know if people have time to convince that room's big enough to do that.
Excuse me, gentlemen, I have to figure out where our tank's at.
Okay.
You know, it's a question of what you want to do and what you're willing to spend in terms of different types of floors or stage mm-hmm. setups or whatever it is within this space together with things like the sound system. And, you know, that's all detail we could talk about, but for the moment, I just want to tell you, I was impressed enough with the structure of my conversation with Heather and what they're doing that I think it's well worth our time and effort and money to go up there and take a solid look at this thing. The other thing that's going on up there, by the way, the structure is not terribly impressive from the outside.
Oh, no, it's just
fun. It just looks, you know, not like a metal building.
Yeah.
It's when you get in it that you realize, that, you know, just how good it really is.
Right.
But the other thing is they are moving their entire events and fairgrounds and everything out there to that site, which is next to the Hermiston Airport, and they have 58 acres, which we don't have.
Right.
So that's a bit of a wrinkle here for us because we have nowhere near the space that they have to work in.
I mean, I know they're going to be doing a new outdoor rodeo arena there. I understand they've got plans for three 10,000 square foot barns. So, you know, we'll never see anything on that scale here. But, you know, again, a model that could be adapted to our space and our needs.
But as our main building, our events building, if you will, I think theirs is an excellent place to start.
Well, let's ask Wayne this other question. That is, if in fact we want these other folks to join us on this, where are we along in that process?
Well, that's a good question. And actually, Mr. Weisman and I had discussed this after he had made the trip over there, and I purposely did not put the RFP out because I wanted to talk to you about that. So informally, I've talked to the other commissioners to see what, you know, where they would feel. They are extremely supportive of this concept. A trip, including members of the community who are going to be involved in the planning process out there and arranging something like that. The one thing I wanted some direction on is I actually think it's a good idea, and I talked to Commissioner Hall a little bit before the meeting too, that we actually incorporate that process of doing this site visit and even reserve the capability if we want to other site visits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't just limit to this, but put that into the RFP process. And actually, the only thing I would suggest, maybe a little bit different than what Jim said, is don't time this to go like next week, you know, to do the visit.
Well, so wait until we've got
the Let's select the consultant and have the consultants come with us.
Right. I think this is going to happen sometime next year.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was thinking maybe even building. In October if we
can. So I'll incorporate that now into the RFP process, and there seems to be, you know, at least my informal discussion.
I would suggest we can't get the right people together that quickly.
Yeah, probably not.
It's going to be a number of months out. Then we're going to be in
spring
November,
of next year, and then, we don't want to be trying to schedule a trip over there during the holidays and during the bad weather.
Right, and I agree with Wayne. We may want to look at other structures, maybe even as part of the
state. Yeah, I know with Deborah Jones had suggested looking at the building of the state fairgrounds, much larger, but again, there might be some features.
It's been a while since I've been in it, but Linn County, the building structure, that's not too much different than this.
Yep.
Of course, it'd be on the way.
Yep, and that would be easy to do.
We could do Linn County's structure, and there may be others that someplace within striking distance that we might want to include, so I wouldn't want to preclude doing that as well.
Linn County was a model that I thought, again, had some basic layout that I was thinking for years. You know, again, the big exhibition hall right next door to the covered outdoor space for equestrian motorsports, etc.
So I think I'd like to incorporate that component into the RFP now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the direction I get.
Well, since so much has happened in 1 month, let's not decide anything because a lot could happen in another month.
Well, other than maybe letting Mr. Belmont go forward with the RFP.
I'm perfectly happy with the RFP and with including this, but we need to get it out there.
Yeah.
We've got to have this consultant.
Yeah, let's get the RFP out there. And then
you won't have all the answers.
The only other thing, I guess, is down the direction is when we set up this tour bus and do this, we get Willie Nelson to come along with this.
Yeah,
the trip.
Okay, so
if he pays for the trip, yes. Otherwise, no.
So, Mr. Chair, may I? So, basically, we reviewed the RFP draft last month, and I think we were all on board with it, weren't we?
We're waiting for him to come back at us with a revision.
Right, and I wanted to do this stuff in here, and then I'll send you a revision.
Yeah, but this would be the only change from the draft you sent proposed.
Well, no, I tweaked that. There's other little small tweaks in there in terms of the
consideration. But anything based really on substantive?
No.
Then would everybody be comfortable just to move it along if I made a motion to put the Fair Board stamp of approval on this in concept and authorize Chair Geltner to sign off, or do we, does he need to do that?
Well, actually, no, it'll be submitted. I'll submit it on behalf of the
county
Fair Board.
But you're just going to run a draft by us.
Yeah, I will run a draft before I do that. Absolutely.
Can we give approval by email or whatever, or acknowledgement? Or just because I mean, I don't want to have to wait another month.
Well, no, here's what I want to do is you give me approval to proceed. If when discussing it with issue and you set a draft, you say, I have more questions or issues, I won't move forward. I'll bring it back to the next Fair Board meeting.
So do we need any vote on the record now, Mr. Belmont?
I would like to have, or at least note that there's a consensus to move forward with the RFP.
Yeah, we already have something in the minutes.
Yeah, I know you did. This is now revised a little bit, so I'm looking for the consensus to move forward with what we discussed today.
You have it for me.
And for me.
This motion was more about the master plan process.
Well, that's incorporated into it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all part of the master plan process.
And
so the consensus is to add now a component into the RFP, but also identifies what we're going to be doing, a tour or tours, visiting sites.
And that the winning firm will send a representative on the tour or tours.
Yes, we'll participate.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good with that?
Yep, I'm good with that.
Okay. Consensus.
Got your consensus. Thank you.
All right.
That takes care of the RFP update.
So let's go back to the beginning, because when you came, Todd, we jumped right in. And so do we have any questions about the minutes? If not, then they stand approved as distributed. And so let's see. Anything else on behalf of the county?
I think not. I think we know where we're at. And you know your fair dates and times, which is the next big thing for you as Fair Board.
Did we have anything noted on the record? I know we received email communication, and I know we received kind of informal notification from Focus, but that we have been given official notice by Focus that they have completed their property purchase, and they will be beginning the process of transitioning off the commons.
And they did indicate that's going to be,
a multi-month
process. Yeah. Eventually. And that'll be noted. Actually, that'll be something that'll go into the master planning process now, too.
It is still the building on First, right?
The former, is it current or a former anyway, the property owned by 7th Adventist
Church.
Yeah, okay. That building.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so with regard to the fair, I assume all of us are intending to be there at some point?
All 3 days.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you I'd be there all 3 days. I'm going to be there. I was there a significant portion of the time last year. I'll try to be there a significant portion of the time, but I'm not prepared to promise all 3 days. The senior...
Are there any times when you would really want someone there? Or is
Other than the senior barbecue, I think that last year was a big hit to have you guys there and the commissioners there as well.
Yeah.
There are events going throughout the fair. I don't know that any one of them is any more important than any other one. I think my hope would be that you come, enjoy yourselves, and socialize.
Well, you know what I did most of the time when I was there last year was I actually wandered around.
Me too.
I didn't sit in the booth someplace.
Yeah.
I just wandered around and observed what was going on in all the different areas.
And talked to people, asked questions.
You know, of course you're going to bump into a number of people that you know and live with them. And it was just kind of a management by walking around, if you will.
Okay.
And that's what I would do again this year, because I thought it was very informative for me to do that.
And
I talked to a number of the vendors, for instance.
Different people notice different things. I've had a couple of people notice the Washington painting and say, wow, and then I mentioned it to somebody else, and they said, I didn't notice anything different. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, then I guess we stand adjourned.